Citizen King with Better Days on Afternoons with the Grooves right here on I-101. It is Throwback Thursdays, of course. Something to look forward to, though, something we do every year here at Brook Communications, is the Rudolph Run. So to help chat about the Rudolph Run, I actually have a guest in the studio, special guest. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. One thing I excel at is making things super awkward and kind of crazy. So I wanted to inform everybody that, of course, coming up in December, I think it's the 14th, and of course, why would I pre-plan and have that date ahead of time? But we're doing the Rudolph Run, but there's a group of Chargers and Challengers. They call themselves the Toxic Mopars Chargers and Challengers of Oregon. And in the studio is Bree. Bree wanted to come in. She is the president. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
I know you guys are like, you don't like titles because it's more of a group-oriented program and everyone is kind of has an equal say and so on and so forth. But you do lead the program. You do take charge of the Facebook page and you help put together all of their cruises that they do throughout Oregon throughout the year, correct?
I sure do.
So I think the word president works just fine. I too am a part of the group and I wanted to say that it is a great group of vehicles. You might even see their sign out there at the Pete's Drive-In. They are an up-and-coming group of cars enthusiasts and it's not just in Roseburg and Douglas County, but they've actually expanded to kind of a statewide situation now, which is why when it comes to the Rudolph, here comes the tie-in. You guys are now doing something that's going to really help benefit Douglas County. So why don't you give me a little bit of information on what you guys have planned and what's up your sleeves?
So we have members all over Oregon. We have leaders in those areas, and we've asked them to put small cruises and get-togethers together before December 14th to raise toys and money for our Rudolph Run. We are going to be having ours on Sunday, December 1st from 2 to 4 at Roseburg Towing. We would love anyone to come out who wants to donate, check out the cars, meet us. We would love to see you.
So you're kind of saying that on that date, there's going to be kind of a mini car show going on at Roseburg Towing.
Yes, I think there's probably going to be around 10 to 15 of us hanging out there.
It's worthwhile because these cars are, in some cases, very stock. And even the most stock of these vehicles is still a very beautiful. I love the cars. I almost get speechless about it. I'm a huge fan of the car. Thanks to you and your husband, I have become a very large Mopar fan. And it's a great opportunity to come out and meet this car group. And if you guys happen to have a Charger or a Challenger and you want to maybe think about joining the group, this would be a great opportunity to come out, meet Bree and JP, I'm guessing, and say hey, rub elbows, check out the cars. And it doesn't matter if you have the most expensive souped up Hellcat or if you have just the plain Jane V6. These guys, this group loves to have everyone get together because it's more about the group than it is about the actual car. Fair to say?
Exactly.
Okay. So the benefit of this large group is that you, like you were saying, that you have people out of Portland putting together some cruises. You have people up there in Salem. We have a group down in Medford doing something this weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting together, and it's all for the benefit of the Rudolph Run that's going on here in Douglas County on December 14th. So again, and everyone remembers what that is when we have all the tow trucks and the motorcycles get together and cruise through town picking up barrels of toys from different businesses. You guys, since you don't really have a storefront, wanted to make a donation of toys and cash. And so this is your way of doing that. We get together at Roseburg Towing for the car show and we put all the toys and everything. We fill basically the backseat of a tow truck up. And then that tow truck, when it goes to the Rudolph Run the following weekend, will donate all the toys to the Rudolph Run.
Yeah, this is actually our second year doing that with you. Last year with a lot of the cash donations, my daughter Jocelyn and I went to Walmart, had the best time picking out tons of toys, and we're excited to do that again this year.
So even just it being the first year, and if I remember correctly, it was kind of dropped on you guys last second, and it was pretty successful, wasn't it?
Yeah, we filled up the back of your tow truck, and I think we came in with maybe $400 or $500 extra dollars, somewhere right around there.
That's an amazing turnaround. And if last year, if memory serves correct, because I don't have the News Review newspaper in front of me, but last year was the record for the most toys and the most cash donations for the Rudolph Run. So it's all part to businesses here in Douglas County and of course community sponsored organizations like the Toxic Mopars Chargers and Challengers of Oregon. So Bree, thank you for stopping by this afternoon. Again, give us the date of what's going on and when it's going on so people can come out and help donate towards the Rudolph Run.
Sunday, December 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. We will be at Roseburg Towing. Come check us out.
All right. It'll be awesome. It's going to be a good time. Speaking of good times, how about a little Maroon 5 with Memories on Afternoons with the Groobs right here on I-101.